Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Last week, two residents and four staff at the Denali Center in Fairbanks tested positive for COVID-19. The outbreak prompted the testing of all of the long-term care facility's residents and staff, and the results have turned up one additional positive case in a resident. Denali Center Administrator Liz Woodyard shared the news during a Fairbanks Unified Command press briefing yesterday.
It is a female who is over 90, and she's doing very well. The other two residents that are positive are also doing well. One was on the medical floor, and she's improved so much that she was transferred back to Denali Center.
Woodyard said the outbreak of COVID at the long-term care facility has prompted serious concern at the local and state level because of the center's residential environment and compromised health status of its residents. She said protective measures put in place earlier continue to be followed.
We have prohibited all visitors. And our staff also is taking their temperature twice a day. In addition, we're using full PPE for CARES. The residents are wearing masks. The residents are self-isolating. And we're restricting physical movement within the Denali Center. So we're keeping staff on each neighborhood and not having staff go between neighborhoods.
It's unclear if Denali Center residents and staff will be retested for COVID-19 over time. Calling the situation uncharted ground, officials with the center's operator, Foundation Health Partners, say retest is the subject of active discussion with state health system colleagues. The state government mandated shutdown of Alaska's restaurants, bars, gyms, and theaters will continue indefinitely. Alaska Public Media reports that at a daily coronavirus press conference late yesterday, Governor Mike Dunleavy extended health mandates, keeping the public gathering places closed until further notice. The closure mandates, which were originally scheduled to expire last night, also include libraries and museums, among other facilities. The announcement came as the number of Alaskans diagnosed with COVID-19 grew by another 10 to 143. The new cases include 3 in Fairbanks, 2 in North Pole, 2 in Anchorage, and 1 each in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Wasilla, that community's first confirmed case of the novel coronavirus. There have been 9 hospitalizations. Governor Dunleavy says so far Alaska's numbers have been manageable.
But any day we could report to you a spike, a large spike, a continued spike. We hope that doesn't happen.
Dunleavy says he and the state's health team think the measures that have been taken are helping, but caution the situation could still get worse.
We just are looking at the models, and we think that we're going to be in for a tougher ride here in the next couple of weeks. We hope we're wrong.
Health officials were still reporting 0 confirmed cases in the state's northern and southwest regions. Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, said not having cases in rural towns and villages could be attributed to less travel to those places, as well as their smaller populations, but acknowledged that the lack of information could simply be due to minimal testing.
You know, I can't speak to every single test and where they've been done, but there's been numerous places, and we continue to try to encourage testing broadly across the state, because the more we can test, the more quickly we can identify cases, potentially end a cluster, and be able to support local communities.
State health officials say more than 5,000 coronavirus tests have been completed in Alaska. I'm Dan Bross.